I'd like to transition down for the rest of the show. Brace, I just want like a brief dossier from you on another scene that's feeling themselves right now. That's the scene of computer science rationalists who have formed a cult and started killing people on both coasts of this country. I'm speaking, of course, about the Zizians. Brace, I know you and Trunan just did like a 2-part episode on the Zizians, but like I was just trying to do my own research on this and figure out what they're about. And as best I could tell, it's sort of this incomprehensible philosophy, like a totally incomprehensible philosophy that I think is, if there's any intent behind it, it's designed to drive you insane. But it basically is about good and non-good moral codes and dark gods. Am I sort of nibbling around the edges of this? And could you talk about the people they've murdered and perhaps why?
So I want to start by addressing your claim that this is incomprehensible, because I'm forced to agree with you, and I feel sort of like, you know, when like a new young gangster or like young guy who thinks he's gangster encounters an old school like real mafia type who sort of shows him what it means to be like a gentleman gangster and like puts him down. For me, that's like, I thought I knew like what autistic was. And I was like, okay, like I've been to like a DSA meeting. Like I understand like what's going on. I lived in San Francisco for a long time, and I thought I got it. And then I got into this and I was like, oh fuck. Like I am so outclassed here that like I can barely understand what's going on. So, but I do, because there is essentially like this.
It's called functional decision theory. I'm reading.
I mean, that's just one part of it.
It inserts an acausal theory of decisions where you do not make choices between outcomes, but choices between strategies.
It is genuinely like people. It reads like the DeepSeek explain your thinking kind of fucking AI search when you like read these people's thoughts, because they do not like. It's I'm trying to be really gentle here, but like they all basically come from a cult itself. This like MIRI rationalist movement, Machine Intelligence Research Institute, MIRI, and then like the greater kind of like intellectual milieu that like it comes from in the East Bay, which involves a lot of Ayala. You know Ayala?
Yeah, of course.
The person the girl who measures your poop and all that stuff.
Yeah. Who's always like, would you have sex with one kid or kill two kids? Yeah. Like, it's all shit like that.
I think about Ayala is that, like, she always seems to be posing these, like, moral and philosophical quandaries that, yeah, do seem to box you into this, like, yeah, it would be okay to have sex with a kid.
Yes. That is, interesting you say that, because that's where some of this comes from. So, like, that, to me, like, to you or me or anybody, you would just be like, this is stupid. It's like the trolley problem. Like, when I see when I heard about that, I was like, I don't know. I guess I'd kill less people. I'd try to. I don't know. But these people, like, see that, and they're like, oh, fuck, everything's different in my mind. like, oh, no, I never thought of that before. And it drove them crazy. And so these people basically come from this, like, quasi-cult-like group that believes that an AI, that we have to do AI safety, which I believe in. I actually am sort of probably do agree with them on some things that I can parse, where I'm like, yeah, we should blow up all AI and make it, like, you know, treat it like the equivalent of biological weapons and send out kill teams to destroy it all throughout the country, or excuse me, the world. But they also sort of believe that we're going to make God that's AI,
yeah,
and like they're afraid of it. And that also drove them crazy. And in fact, like there's a side part of this, which we don't even talk about in the episodes, but because we might be working on something else, where some people think that we're going to do that, and that's a good thing, and they like are already worshiping it. But it's like kind of this like goofy thing in the East Bay, funded by Jeffrey Epstein, by Peter Thiel, you know, like all these kind of great characters, and enmeshed in kind of the libertarian scene. Curtis Yarvin kind of came up alongside of it, and like a lot of the people, like the most annoying commentators that you've seen in the political sphere, have their roots in this. The Zizians, these people who've killed this like offshoot that's killed like 6 or 7 people, I mean, depending on how you're calculating it, are a group of, it's hard to say how many there are, like, I don't know, maybe 6, maybe 10. I was in their Discord a little bit, and there were some people who were in there that I'm like, you have not been caught yet. Nobody knows who you are, but it's impossible to know if they met in real life, who sort of like found, who got into this scene. It drove them insane. And then because of accusations of sex abuse, blackmail payments, and transphobia, because all the people in the offshoot group, not all of the people, but several of the people are trans, and then some xenogender kind of things. I can't say it. The one that sounds like Xi Jinping, Xi Jinping. But they're like kind of offshoot of that comes from like the core rationalist people are transphobic, and they are paying sex abuse blackmail payments. They split off, and then they sort of live on these boats, and they live in these weird little insular like trucks communities. They live in box trucks, and they go crazy on Discord coming up with D&D characters, and then are so insane and bad at like doing anything in reality or like actually interacting with human beings that they end up killing definitely one guy in Vallejo, causing the deaths of the Border Patrol shootout, which in the Border Patrol shootout of a Border Patrol agent, which, you know, no tears here, and one of their members, and then almost certainly killing the parents of one of their members, and then either driving two other people to suicide, or those people, one of those people might not have existed. It's like, there's a lot of parallels to the Manson family here. And it's interesting because the millenarian impulses from these people are really all to do with technology, like all to do with God and like their alignment towards the future AI God and how it will view our actions now, because it will be all knowing and be able to reach through time and space.
So they made these are people who are it's the Rocco's basilisk thing, right?
Yes.
It's they're obsessed with that idea, and do they want to make it real, or are they trying to prevent it? That's what I'm confused about.
Well, I think that they want to prevent it, but like kind of seems like they're also like maybe a little worshiping it, and like also maybe feeding bodies to it. I mean, one of the main leader people in this group, because it's more like they call themselves anarchists, and you know me, I'm a hater, but I could not really find anything I recognize as like anarchism at all in their writings. It's kind of just crazy people stuff, but they're like what you could call sort of their ideological figurehead or their center of gravity, Ziz, was driven insane by Rocco's Basilisk in like very like no uncertain terms. And for those who don't know, Rocco's Basilisk is an idea from the forums that these guys post on that was deemed so dangerous that it was banned from any mention for many years. But it's the idea that there's going to be a future AI God in the future we're going to make, and he's going to be so powerful that he's going to come back in time and punish and torture you forever for not helping him bring it into existence. That is like a central belief for a lot of these people. But the Zizians are different because it's funny because like people have been trying to ascribe all sort of motivations for a lot of their stuff. And I've been open to any interpretation. But really veganism is like a major component.
Yeah. They describe themselves as vegan Siths.
Yes.
Like the Star Wars bad guy.
First of all, I love, you know, what you pointed out about the autism thing. Because one of, you know, this has been driving me crazy. Just like people think schizophrenic means you type the government into mm-hmm. Google and take a picture of it. people think that, oh my God, I'm the only guy in the world who reads fucking Wikipedia. Fucking autistic. And I am so glad someone is out there reminding everyone that autism is the bite the teacher. I can say that.
Correct.
Secondly, you know, I don't support what they're doing. It's all very confusing to me. But I do think that America does deserve a kind of vegan ISIS after what we did to the environmental movement in the 90s and 2000s. Robert Mueller specifically, he is public enemy number one for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because they have their defenders sort of like on Twitter. I've been reading them, and I think I have to give a little bit of grace here because, like, listen, if like, you know, if I was part of a very small insular group that talked to each other on Discord all the time, and then like six guys from that group or like six people from that group fucking, you know, killed a bunch of people in the name of whatever the fuck we were coming up with in there, I guess I would do, I don't know what my cult would be. It would probably just try to be white Chinese, but like,
can I join now?
Yeah, absolutely. You can. Absolutely. You can. But like, it's crazy. I mean, these are probably our first serial killers or like group. I don't know if serial killer is the right word, but our first like murder group that has one of the people, like the guy. Max is not trans, which I think has been mistakenly identified as such. who killed the guy in Vallejo. Like, he murdered this landlord in Vallejo who survived.
It's because, like, they were living in tractor trailers on his property and stopped paying rent during COVID, and then they killed him when he asked for rent.
Yes. They hadn't paid rent for 2 years, and he was like, guys, like, he also lived in a tractor trailer. He's like, you've taken over the entire lot. You put padlocks and everything. You're freaking me out. Like, you're throwing rocks at my trailer. Like, can you please leave? And then they lured him out to one of their trailers and then stabbed him from the back to the front through with a katana. So, like, pierced his, like, the katana was sticking out of the front of his chest, and he still pulled out a gun and shot two of them. And he's 80 years old. They finally actually killed. He survived that, and they finally actually killed him. A different person who wasn't there that day, about 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago in Vallejo. And the guy who did eventually kill him, one of his last posts on Twitter, and in fact, in his Discord,
be gay, do crimes.
No, brother. No, brother. It is apologizing for BDSM centric erotic role play with another member of his Discord. And I'm sorry, we have not found killers like this before. And it's interesting because
I was not familiar with their game.
Not familiar with their game. Listen, you know, because I had to explain erotic role play, which even I don't really fully understand. I don't think I get it on a cellular level like some people do. But I had to explain that to Liz, and that was a difficult conversation to have. But these people, like, it's really like there's a lot of, like, you know, going the Discord, getting into their Discords was like really illuminating because, like, I mean, it's just, they're talking about, like, I'm like, how did you, the media, the lion media keeps calling them computer geniuses. And I'm like, that, you're wrong. They're actually just geniuses at spending a lot of time on the computer. But I'm not seeing, like, a lot of stuff that they're doing. That, like, they're not, like, coding some crazy thing.
They're just best at being on Discord.
Yeah.
They're geniuses at being on Discord.
And I was thinking about this in the context of the black Nazi school shooting, like the incel guy that happened recently too, like almost the same week. And a lot of that was, it seems like maybe he knew that other school shooter, like the girl school shooter that happened a few months ago from Discord chats and stuff. And I'm like, we need to, like, there's no reason for Discord to exist. Because a Discord, as far as I understood it, is like what a team speak or whatever. Like, you can talk to people while you're playing games with them.
Yeah.
You don't need a chat. You don't need a texting thing. It should be directly connected to computer games because there are bad things happening there.
But I guess, Bryce, like, here's the thing I don't understand. Like, that, like, so, like, yeah, like, this is sort of like a incomprehensible philosophy based around the blogs of a person called Ziz.
Yes.
But, like,
the Tumblrs.
What do they want other than to be able to live without paying rent? And I just can't discern, like, what are they trying to achieve? Like, what are their values? Like, what are they trying to, like, inculcate in the culture or in some future date other than a dark AI god?
As far as I can understand it, they sort of view the AI gods view of us similar to our view of animals. And so, like, we have all these Auschwitz factory farms, which I don't disagree with, around. And so if they don't practice this, like, militant, violent veganism, then they'll be Rocco's basilisk in the future and tortured because they will be, like, the carnist, you know, genocide heirs that, like, everybody else is. However, the actual murders don't really correlate with any of this. They haven't, like, killed any, like, heads of meat companies or anything. They've just killed random people, or they've, like, just killed anybody that, like, they didn't like, it seems like. And so I think a lot of it is, like, it's pretty incomprehensible in terms of, like, politically. I think that that is, like, so far outside the realm of their understanding because it hasn't been talked about in Steven Universe, but which there are many links to on that blog, so I'm not talking out of turn here. But I think it's, like, it's more, you kind of have to view it almost more in religious terms rather than political terms. And, like, I think it is, like, an apocalyptic millenarian sort of, like, fantasy scenario they have where, like, actually, even though this apocalypse of the AI might happen, like, hundreds of years in the future, that AI is so powerful that it can torture those who exist now by uploading their conscience. I mean, it's just nonsense. And so they're acting in this way, and, like, in this philosophy, using a lot of this, like, logical functional decision theory, causal decision theory, whatever, like, framework in order to justify basically anything they do. So what they actually are, like, kind of, like, pitiful loser outcasts of society. who like can't keep a job and like get kicked out of every apartment they have because of roommate problems, which was unfortunately seemingly the genesis of one of these people's descent into madness. But they're using their sort of philosophical framework to justify everything they do after that, if that makes sense. So like, okay, yeah, we are essentially like people who live in box trucks and harass an old man on his property in Vallejo and like,
then run
walk
him
around
through with a katana.
Yeah, and like run him through with a katana. But we're actually saving the world, and like we're not only trying to save the world, but like we're trying to prevent even our own torture in the future by this like basilisk AI god that's going to be created. And so everything we do actually leads eventually to us saving the world. And so it doesn't like nothing we do is actually constrained by the regular moral constraints of society or like ethical or legal, because we're embarked on this like sacred mission. And a lot of it seems to come from like, you know, reading through all the blogs of these people. They consumed a lot of really shitty media in the past like 10 years, 20 years. And so like there are a lot of references to the Protoss from StarCraft.
Carrier has arrived.
And there are a lot of references to the Sith. There's a lot of links to Wikipedia. And like they sort of view themselves as people who must act in evil ways, although they wouldn't call them that, because they're ultimately doing this good thing. But they're unfortunately kind of too stupid to actually figure out a master plan, or maybe they have one and haven't published it. And so I've just kind of gone around killing people, especially over the past like 6 months.
Well, that ties that up. I guess I want to know, Brace, if I join the white Chinese cult, can I justify all of my most evil and selfish impulses in sort of like in terms of supporting China? Or if I join the white Chinese cult, will it actually instill a sense of selflessness and morality in me?
Well, the white Chinese think in terms of centuries, right? And so like,
love that about them.
Yeah, that's kind of our whole thing about it. And like, so anything you do now, as long as it makes more white Chinese or more white Chinese or more white Chinese, you're good. Like, because ultimately you're working for good. And that's the thing, is you just got to take a look at yourself and think about it for, I want every listener of Chapo Trap House to think about this for literally just two seconds and then never think about it again. Am I a good person? And if the answer is yes, everything you do is good. Because how could a good person do bad things?
That is one of the great paradoxes of our time.
Mm-hmm.
And by paradox, I mean true thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, so I will say, One of the assailants of the old man in Vallejo in 2022, when they originally attacked him. So like they originally attacked their landlord in Vallejo in 2022, ran him through with a katana. And then eventually one of their friends murdered the guy for good like 2 weeks ago. But in 2022, one of the attackers was someone named Somnolence Legencia.
Okay, pal. Okay, pal.
Which I'm loving it. But is this what's like, I've been thinking about this, man. Like, is this just like, maybe this is the world we live in now. Maybe we're wrong and outdated for, cause we're liberal, you know, Trunon's liberal. You guys are conservative now. And like, maybe we're thinking outmoded and like, we need to get into like whatever is going on in Berkeley.
I think that's possible that like, they'll look at our names and they'll think it's the same as being named like, you know, Hortense Greatover.
Yeah.
Like the types of names that like, a, you know, a senator would have in 1830.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone in the future will have like, I don't, you know, what kind of names are these? People always say Star Wars names. These are not Star Wars names. These are like,
Elon Musk kids names.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't support their thing of, you know, being like, you know, this guy ate Jollibee. Let's kill him. But if I had to guess what are people going to trend to, it's going to be that behavior mm-hmm. in one way or the other.
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing that I've really gleaned from this is like, and I kind of glean this actually from almost every single new news story that comes out that doesn't involve a natural disaster. But like the internet drives people fucking insane. Like it is really like, and that leads me to think, I'm like, I just don't think that like the human brain can handle that much stuff that like, that we're like, I don't think that we're meant to like talk to people, as many people as it's possible to talk to, or like view as many things as
absolutely not.
Because it just drives people fucking crazy.
I know. Well, you know, it's long been a stance of Chapo Conservative House that conversations should only be had around a Cracker Barrel or
that's
on a porch.
Facts. That's yeah? facts.
I mean, as far as you say, Brace, oh, we should be looking to Berkeley. No thanks. Chapo Conservative House knows Berkeley is a hotbed of loony liberalism, and I won't be taking any advice from them from the gay area. See, I can say that now because of Rocco's Basilisk.
Yeah, I mean, for me, my vision of the future that I want, I'm not even that I want, but that would be preferable to the one that we're probably going to have is like one guy. No, fuck it. I'm liberal. One woman that looks like G.K. Chesterton and just
stop.
Is just pushing buttons. That's shutting websites off. That's just putting push. Like we ban almost every website. I think there needs to be an upload cap. I think that we need to ban the front facing camera. And I think that you're allowed like a certain amount of text messages. Like we need some kind of digital rationing. But that isn't necessarily like correlated to the amount of things that we can do, but it's or like the amount of data that we can have, but that is correlated to the amount of data that the human mind can comprehend. And I think that there's just too much of that. And yeah, but for me, my brain's different because I'm a little bit of a cyborg because I have a permanent retainer. And so I think that like I can deal with it, but a lot of people cannot.
Well, I guess I have to offer my conservative opinion.
Of course.
Now. Since you offered your liberal one, Will offered our half of our conservative one. I'm going to offer the other half. Okay. We need women who are 100 feet tall and 70,000 tons and men being shrunk to the size of ants. And we're being chased around and we have to hide in their toes and we have to cover ourselves in their toe jam. And they know it's there and they make it extra stinky. They do things like wear wool socks and go on the highest resistance on the elliptical. And then they crush us. Then it starts over again. Nationalism.
Yeah. Yeah.
Facts.
Absolutely. I believe facts. In that. I
see,
believe
that,
in that
that's a wholesome pro-America agenda that I think all people of stern morality and good conscience can get behind.
Yeah, you're dysgenic if you don't think that's
you're fucking
like
dysgenic,
hot.
Dude. You're fucking dysgenic.
If there's one thing I've always hated is dysgenic people.
I hate them.
You're dysgenic and your genes are fucked up. That's how I think about it. But for me, I love dysgenic. And I love this generation of people of young Democrat liberal activists that are coming up, like David Hogg. And who's the white man they got in charge of the DNC now?
Ken Martin.
Ken Martin. Where'd they come up with that guy? It's crazy. Ken Martin?
Yeah.
Because they kicked the brother to the curb and they had to put in two of the fucking pastiest white men ever. Hogg, who, by the way, you still look like a boy because now it's liberal. I'm liberal. You still look like a boy. But Ken Martin, this guy is nothing. This guy is nothing. They need to get me in the DNC because I'm a Democrat.
I'm a Jamie Harrison fan. I was on his Twitter a lot because he was always arguing with like, you know, Gurnee, Illinois for Bernie 2020. His bio, I always loved this. It said fan of Costco, WWE, Marvel, and Bojangles, which is some, you know, like bullshit.
It's
Carolina
like a fried
chain.
Chicken chain, yeah. I think.
And it's a fan Marvel WWE. It's just, my friend, Jim said that, it was like he Googled things to be a fan of.
I don't know if I told you this, Felix, but I sat on the plane next to Cory Booker on the way back from,
no, you told me about this.
Yeah. And he picked a girl up. Like he was in the aisle seat. There was a woman in the middle and there was me. And he picked the woman in the middle up, by saying, among other things, I like Marvel and DC, but he was like, really, he was way more enthusiastic about it. I have never seen game like that in my fucking life. And then I later found out that because everyone thinks Cory Booker's gay and he lets people be mysterious about that. But I found out since then that Cory Booker is an animal. I mean, he is drowning in this stuff. And then he has I've never read up or seen Up in the Air. I think it's a book too. But I know the guy who wrote it is always saying some stupid shit on the internet. But he
used to work with Walter Curran, actually.
I got to tell you, that guy will fall for anything.
Walter Curran is so funny. Every day he's posting something like, kill your oldest kid now. They're going to kill us for supporting RFK.
He posts like QAnon.
Yeah.
Walter, you are not you are not at the party. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. There's a lot of these guys like that. It's like, you're not in the club, but I appreciate you in the line because I love everybody. But Cory Booker fucks in airports like nobody's been. I've never fucked in airport. Under what circumstances would I? But I mean, obviously like a grinder, whatever situation, but I don't fuck with that stuff because it's dangerous. But Cory is like in there and like having women meet him in the lounge, making love to them, and then putting their asses back on the plane. I'm serious. Respect, Corey. They need you to head the DNC so we have more of the women's vote.
Yeah, you told me about this gutter in detail, and I was utterly transfixed.
Amazing.
I loved it. It does appear that he's going to have a significant role because Chuck Schumer loves how he does his TikTok, and he's telling them, hey, you know that that elderly man that they picked over AOC for oversight, the guy who has exactly 17 minutes of life left? We need you to, like, you know, do Miles Morales NPC videos with him.
I'm saying they should have Anthony Weiner back up there. Post a picture of that fucking dick again. That's crazy. That's crazy they got him out because gray sweatpants were invented like a few years later. And it's like what he did. If Anthony Weiner did that now, I think he would just get off. Like, I think people would be like, who among us, you know?
If he had done it through gray sweatpants, it would have been like a Law and Order thing. Like he keeps doing it, but they're like, he's got the sweatpants on. And it's like, if we're going to criminalize like a dick being visible through sweatpants, that's like it's a constitutional crisis.
And not to be, you know, not to tell tales out of school, but Huma going from Wiener to Alex Soros, who, by the way, Huma, you can do better than that, honey. I mean, you can't do better than that because he's one of the richest guys, but we know what you're doing. He's ugly. I don't care who you are. Alex Soros. And listen, I'm a big supporter of his father, George. For religious reasons, not to do with the bad. I actually don't like his politics, but Alex Soros is ugly. I'm sorry, Alex, if you're listening to this, you need to get you need to do a facial surgery to look like to look Chinese. Cause I think that's going to be really big in the next 100 years or so. But, you're disgusting. Huma is delicious. She is delightful. Like, I think that Bourdain, if he's in the courtroom there, he'd be like, Hillary's guilty because I saw the fucking video. Huma, I only saw blinding light, and I am actually now conservative because I believe in something that I've come up with on my fucking badass swagger walk up to the stand called Huma Abedin nationalism that I believe in.
Ooh.
So I, Anthony Bourdain, right, am saying we should lock Hillary Clinton up for being a liberal, not for eating the baby because that's legal now. Or that should be legal because of the AI God, because a baby will eat more meat, but eventually will grow up. You know, they grow up.
Yeah.
But I think Huma to me is fucking gorgeous and beautiful. I don't know where I was going with that. I just am thinking about her again.
Well, I think we should leave it there today. Everyone listening to this, please start thinking about Huma. If you don't start thinking about Huma now, there's a chance that when she becomes a, you know, sort of an AI god, she'll torture you for eternity. So just start thinking about Huma. What can I do to protect Huma? What can I do to uphold Huma? Huma nationalism.
Yeah.
Who
am I thinking of tonight when I go to sleep? Ms. Abedin. Dude, her name is going to be Huma Soros.
Oh, that is wretched. Oh. That's wretched.
Jesus.
If you're in my Groyper group right now, we need you to start posting pictures of Huma with Anthony Weiner and being like, they took this from you because, you know, he like stood up for his family or some stupid shit.
The original J.D. Vance.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, yeah. Everything J.D. Vance pretends to be for whites, but isn't.
Okay. All right. Wrap it up there for today, folks. Thank you to Brace Belden for joining us today, and enlightening us as usual.
Thank you for having me.
Everyone listen to TruAnon.